This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg.
President Joe Biden says the United States needs to pull out all the stops to get more people vaccinated in coming weeks as he looks toward a self-imposed July 4th deadline, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
His goal is to have 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by Independence Day.
We're at 63% of adults with one shot.
So the president's calling June a month of action, highlighting ways of making shots more appealing to those who've resisted them so far. They include free game tickets, free child care, and free beverages.
Anheuser-Busch announced that beer is on them on July the 4th.
The company says it'll buy everyone 21 and over a round of beer once the 70% goal is reached, part of what the president calls an all-American summer of freedom and joy. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The International Labor Organization has launched its new edition of the World Employment and Social Outlook Trends for 2021. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the COVID-19 pandemic is not just a health crisis, but is also an employment and human crisis that will have long-lasting ramifications.
The report finds the worst affected regions in the first half of 2021 have been Latin America and the Caribbean and Europe and Central Asia. It says global employment is expected to get better in the second half of this year, provided the pandemic does not worsen. Authors of the report warn, without a recovery strategy that specifically targets those groups hardest hit by the pandemic, the inequities that exist in the world will continue to worsen. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Iran's largest Navy ship sank on Wednesday after catching fire in the Gulf of Oman. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
The country's highest tonnage Navy vessel, known as the Karg, caught fire in the Gulf of Oman near the port of Jask, where it was on a training mission. All of its crew members disembarked safely following rescue operations that went on for hours. But efforts to save the ship itself were unsuccessful and it sank, according to Fars News Agency. No further explanation has been given for the latest incident in the region of sensitive waterways, though there have been accusations of attacks on ships owned by archenemies Iran and Israel there in the past. Iran has refused to recognize Israel since the Islamic Revolution in 1979 that toppled the US-backed Shah. And Israel sees Iran's nuclear program as a threat to its existence. Both parties have claimed they were targeted by the other in the last few months.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. China's Huawei launched its Harmony operating system for smartphones on Wednesday, looking to recover from U.S. sanctions that have hobbled its mobile business. Huawei will start rolling out Harmony on selected smartphone models, offering users the chance to switch from the current operating system that's based on Google's Android platform. The use of Harmony OS means the company will no longer be wholly reliant on Android. U.S. sanctions banned Alphabet Incorporated's Google from providing technical support to new Huawei phone models and access to Google Mobile Services, the bundle of developer services upon which most Android apps are based. Huawei was put on a U.S. trade blacklist in May of 2019 because of national security concerns. The company has repeatedly denied it is a risk. Jordanian prosecutors on Wednesday referred the case of a former top confidant of King Abdullah and a minor royal to the state security court over accusations of conspiring to destabilize the country. State media quoted judicial sources as saying Wednesday the step paved the way for the trial of Bassem Awadalla, an ex-royal court chief and finance minister who played a big role in the drive to liberalize the economy, and Sharif Hassan Zayed, a distant relative of King Abdullah. They were among about 15 people arrested in early April when Prince Hamza was placed under house arrest over allegations that he had liaised with foreign parties over a plot to destabilize Jordan, a close U.S. ally in the Middle East. Prosecutors dropped the charges against Prince Hamza after he pledged allegiance to King Abdullah. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.